Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for someone they say is behind a series of home break-ins across southwest Philly. We get details on this from KYW's Connor Barkon.
It started September 27th when someone climbed through a front window on South Aiden Street and stole electronics and clothing. 2 weeks later, on October 14th and 15th, homes near Thomas Avenue and South Conestoga Street in Kingsessing were hit on back-to-back mornings. A wallet, other valuables, and even some food was taken. Police say the burglar may have gotten into a house on the 15th by using a key that was stolen the day before. More break-ins followed on Beaumont and Webster streets, with thieves entering through windows or back doors and grabbing laptops, backpacks, bank cards, and other personal items. Some of these burglaries happened while the occupants slept upstairs. Police say the man they're looking for has been seen in different incidents wearing dark clothes, masks, hoodies, and carrying a backpack. Anyone with information is asked to call Southwest detectives. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Valley Forge Military Academy parents and students are scrambling after the school announced that part of the school will be shutting down sooner than expected. The Delaware County School had already planned to close its doors at the end of the school year, but in a letter to parents yesterday, the administration says it will close to all students except seniors next Friday, November 21st. In the letter shared with parents, VFMA Chair Greg Beck attributed the decision to low enrollment and staffing issues. The school has said that undergrad students will get back any prepaid tuition for semesters after the fall. But some parents say the situation has caused damage that can't be fixed with a refund. Parent Samia Ortez Rivera spoke with our news partner, NBC 10.
My son relied on scholarships. Those scholarships, we can't get it back. They're done. As much as I have tried my hardest to keep him out of public school, especially in the Philadelphia School District, there's no other, I'm left with no options. Nothing.
The Academy says they plan to work with the displaced cadets to help them find their next steps once the school shuts down. A spokesperson for the school says the Military Academy's college, which shares the same campus, is not closing. Well, the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office has released a video saying the office is not partnering with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. They're also not involved in immigration arrests near Philly courthouses. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the story.
Sheriff Rochelle Bilal shared a post on social media to address concerns about ICE and their presence around Philly courthouses.
They are not permitted to make arrests inside the courtroom or anywhere inside the courthouse.
Bilal added that ICE agents are permitted to show sheriff deputies their credentials and abide by courthouse rules. Teo Reyes, the organizing director for Make the Road Pennsylvania, says the message is good, but he hopes ICE follows through on it. He says that his organization and other volunteers have seen ICE activity near local courthouses, including the Criminal Justice Center in Center City.
We hope that the sheriff's statement is directed at ICE and shared with ICE agents to let them know that they're not allowed to do that here in the city of Philadelphia.
Reyes says he still encourages community members to abide by their court hearings, but to know your rights. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Now, we did reach out to ICE, but they have not responded with a comment on this story. After a month and a half of round-the-clock inspections, SEPTA says the regional rail car inspections ordered by the feds are finished. But that doesn't mean riders will see immediate relief from canceled and crowded trains. Let's get more on this from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
With hours to spare, the federally mandated fire safety inspections are finished, says SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer.
We have completed now the point-by-point inspections of our 223 Silver Liner 4 regional rail trains ahead of the deadline set by the Federal Rail Administration by hours.
With the final train behind him at the Overbrook Maintenance Yard, Sauer said the delays and packed trains will continue because about half of the 50-year-old Silver Liner 4s are still out of service for repairs. He said SEPTA expects to return 5 cars to service each day. Crews are also installing thermal detection systems to alert operators of fire dangers, says Greg Busby, SEPTA's manager of regional rail vehicle engineering.
It will let the crews know that, okay, something has been over temperature, we can take this car out of service and investigate it.
Sauer said it'll still be January before regional rail service returns to normal levels. In Overbrook, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker's huge affordable housing initiative is now on indefinite hold. This is after a city council hearing on the plan, scheduled for next week, got canceled. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The mayor sent the plan for phase one of her home initiative to council in September and hoped to get it fast-tracked so the city could sell bonds to fund it this month. But council clearly has been on a different timetable. First, waiting weeks to introduce the plan, then delaying a vote after a 5-hour hearing on the plan Wednesday and instead recessing the hearing till Monday. Now it's canceled the Monday hearing, which means the bond sale is unlikely to happen this year. No explanation was given for the cancellation, but council sources say it's because the mayor is unwilling to negotiate on her plan for spending the first $200 million. Several members want more spending on housing for the very poorest residents and less on home purchase assistance for those with moderate incomes. This is not the first clash of wills between council and the mayor has generally prevailed, but this is more resistance than council usually puts up. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
All right, thank you, Pat. And that is the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.